You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Over the weekend on Sunday, the first Halal Expo took place in Johannesburg. Now we gain information about the event itself. How did it unfold? And what was the motivation behind putting this together? Abdul Haq Panchbhai, who's a well-known voice to listeners of Radio Islam, joins us on the line. Abdul Haq, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you keeping, Mufti Sahab?
Very well, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, recovering.
I can imagine the magnitude of the work that had gone into all of this. It was earlier this year, I think it was towards the end of last year, where I had given the Jummah at the Robertshire Masjid, and I met you after that, and you said, I have this idea of a halal expo, and at that time, I made dua for it, and I said, may Allah make it easy. But at that time, it seemed very, far-fetched that it would all fall into place so quickly. But subhanAllah, you put it all together.
Hey, alhamdulillah, Mufti, it was just a small idea at first. We thought, it will take us maybe a year or two to finally put it together. And then about 4 weeks ago, we said, no, let's not wait that long. Let's put things together. Let's see where it goes. And alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, things, everything came together, and you were there, Mufti Sahab, on Sunday.
Yes, it was a phenomenal experience, undoubtedly. What was the purpose? Where did this idea really come from, and what were you hoping to achieve with it?
You see, Mufti Sahab, a lot of small businesses and home industries that operate from home approached us and told us that in terms of marketing and empowering them, they don't have a lot of capital to input. So in terms of like maybe a website costs a lot. So an auntie at home that's maybe selling some samosas or something, she won't be able to create a website for herself to promote her products and to empower her family. So we thought, why not put together all these home industries and pop-up stores under one roof, connect them with our community, give them a platform to empower themselves, and obviously people will come through and buy their products, get their contact numbers throughout the year. So we're empowering our community in that way.
What a phenomenal, effort it has been, and it really, you could see the effects of the intentions in that regard. Now, in terms of the turnout, what were you expecting, and by the end, did you reach your expectation, or was it far beyond that?
No, alhamdulillah, we had such a brilliant team that it was mostly young people, Muslims, believe it or not. Like, I think the oldest person in the core group was about 28 years old. So, alhamdulillah, when we sat down, we expected around maybe maximum 5,000 people. We said, hey, inshallah, let's see how it goes. Even if we get 5,000 people, we'll be really happy. But then Sunday came, and the queues never ended, and we tripled that amount, alhamdulillah. So we had more than 15,000 people that were there.
Subhanallah. It was really an experience to see Muslims coming out in their numbers as they had come out. What were some of the highlights of the stores? What were some of the things that were available that people could purchase?
Alhamdulillah, a thing that you don't normally find in your normal restaurant, something like maybe ice cream that's scrolled up, or the chaat that was very also famous there. But to be honest, Mufti Sahab, it was so full. That I don't think anyone had the opportunity to go through every single store.
Yes, it was quite an emission to get inside, as well as moving around in the place. It was absolutely jam-packed. When you look back at some of the feedback that you've received from the vendors, the exhibitors there, as well as people that attended, what were some of the highlights in that regard?
Alhamdulillah, we got some really good feedback, and we got some a lot of good suggestions also. And a few of the complaints were that some of the stores ran out of food. But the thing is, we expected 5,000 people, so those vendors only catered for that amount. But on that day, because of the phenomenal response, by about 1, 2 o'clock, a lot of the stores had sold out whatever they had prepared. So, but in that way, there wasn't anything we could do about that. But inshallah, next time, we're looking at having our vendors prepared for a bigger crowd, because now we know our audience, and obviously inshallah looking at a bigger venue going forward, maybe over 2 days inshallah.
In terms of logistics and putting something together like this, you spoke about the fact that it was just 4 weeks that you really were able to put it all together. Is it a lot of work?
Mufti Sahab, I haven't slept in the past few weeks. It's basically been from Tahajjud time to Fajr, about maybe 2 to 3 hours every night. And the team that I've had, alhamdulillah, they've worked around the clock. They've put in a lot of effort. It wouldn't have been possible without everyone's efforts.
SubhanAllah, yes. So many of the team members were visible there, and you know, we were able to notice them out from the crowd, and very helpful in assisting the line and also taking the details, etc. Now, going forward in this regard, will it become an annual event on the calendar?
Inshallah, inshallah. So every year around this time, you can look forward. We're going to learn from this. We're going to take it forward. And Cape Town, Durban, we're coming through that side also towards the end of the year. So just keep watching our official social media platforms.
Inshallah. In terms of social media, would you say that, you know, the primary promotion and marketing of this was on social media? And does it show us the strength of social media itself as a platform and how it reaches people?
I'm glad you brought it up, Mufti Saab. To be honest to you, we haven't printed a single pamphlet. The only means of advertising for this expo was social media. And alhamdulillah, we've had some phenomenal sponsors that came on board and they supported our idea. So we have to, alhamdulillah, thank them and we make dua that they're always on board with all our future projects, inshallah.
Many people, and for the younger ones especially, the highlight of the day was meeting Faruqi and Shagufta.
Alhamdulillah. It was nice connecting with them, you know, seeing the smiles on the children's faces and knowing that, you know, they look forward to just meeting you and they look up to you. So it's just that level of expectation from people also.
We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the initiative from strength to strength with the noble intentions that are behind this. And we look forward to similar events, inshallah, in the future.
Inshallah,
well done to the team.
And we, inshallah, definitely. And we ask anyone in the community who wants to get on board, or any businesses that want to get on board, or even home industries that require the assistance, inshallah, come to us and we'd love to give you a platform.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair, Hafiz Abdul Haq, and we look forward to chatting to you again in the future.
Inshallah. So, jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, so the first halal food expo that took place in Johannesburg, people were not entirely clear as to what to expect there, and when they really went there, all the niceties, all the luxuries that were available, people were really blown away. So the first of many to come. It's now 2 minutes past 8.